Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Do you like fairy tales? Well, what are some fairy tales that you know of? Cinderella? Snow White? You know, Disney is famous for its cartoons about fairy tales. You know, everyone likes a good story, and this lesson is a good story. The name of the lesson, the name of the story is The Chinese Nightingale. And perhaps you've heard this story before. Well, you're going to hear it in a new way today. As always, there are plenty of great words and phrases to learn, so let's get started.
The Chinese Nightingale. Singing brings freedom. Many years ago, a kind emperor lived in ancient China. He had the most beautiful palace in the world. High walls surrounded the palace, and beautiful gardens were tended by the emperor's servants. In a forest that surrounded the gardens lived a nightingale who made beautiful music. The gardeners often talked about the bird's sweet songs. Word got back to the emperor, who wanted to hear the bird. So he assigned the Lord Chamberlain, the emperor's chief advisor, to bring him the nightingale. The Lord Chamberlain walked to the woods.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 Emperor 这个名词。Emperor 是指皇帝或君主。例如 Many Chinese emperors took the throne at a very young age. 许多中国的皇帝在年幼的时候就登基了。如果作为称谓的话，第一个字母 E 就要大写。例如 Emperor Akihito addressed the Japanese people on TV after the 2011 earthquake.明仁天皇在2011年大地震后在电视上对日本人民发表演说。和它相关的另外一个名词是 Empire, E-M-P-I-R-E, 意思是帝国。例如 The Roman Empire 是指罗马帝国。其实我们看的是 tend, 这个动词 tend 在这里是指照料、照顾或管理。例如 Martha spends lots of time tending the flower beds in her yard. Martha 花很多时间照顾她院子里的花圃。或者是 for years, Greg has been tending his sick mother. 许多年来 Greg 一直都在照顾他生病的母亲。Tend 也指往往会或倾向。如果要说明倾向做什么事，是用 tend to do something 这个句型。例如 young people tend to act on impulse. 年轻人常常会凭冲动做事。
Thank you so much, Michelle.All right, Rebecca,、are you ready to learn about a cool species of bird?
A cool species of bird.
That's what our lesson is all about.
You mean the nightingale?
Yeah, the Chinese nightingale.
The Chinese nightingale. But don't they look almost the same?
Well, there are many different species, right? So we have a science lesson today where we're going to learn all about birds.
Wait, about birds? No, Gabe, we're not learning all about birds today. Ah, silly Gabe. Our lesson is called The Chinese Nightingale, but this is actually a fairy tale.
Okay, well, near the title, it says singing brings freedom. So is that the theme of this story?
Singing brings freedom. You know, I have an idea, Gabe. Maybe we should just start our lesson and we'll find out if singing really brings freedom.I think it actually might be one of the themes, though.
Okay.
But we're going to find out in today's lesson.
All right. Well, we begin as many stories begin. Many years ago, a kind emperor lived in ancient China. A lot of stories begin once upon a time. But you don't have to begin every story like that. Many years ago, this emperor was in ancient China.
He had the most beautiful palace in the world.Okay, we're going to pause for just a moment because we want to talk about this phrase, in the world. Now, there are other ways that you can use this phrase. For example, Switzerland has some of the best chocolate in the world. Did you know that?
I think you're right about that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I've eaten some of their chocolate, and it really is some of the best chocolate in the world.
All right. So you can use this kind of phrase when you want to emphasize how good something is or how adjective something is. You will use a superlative, right? So the best or the greatest. So for another example, what is the tallest building in the world? Well, Taipei 101 used to be the tallest building in the world. What about the richest person in the world? Well, that's always changing. Bill Gates is one of the richest people in the world.
And of course, in our lesson, we're talking about this emperor. He's a kind emperor, and he had the most beautiful palace in the world. High walls surrounded the palace, and beautiful gardens were tended by the emperor's servants.
Well, hold on, Rebecca.
Oh, yes,
we're learning about an emperor and a palace, the high walls, but there's nothing about a bird here.
Gabe, we're going to learn about the bird shortly, soon. But right now, you know, as most fairy tales, it's just kind of giving us background to the story.
All right, we're laying the groundwork here in the story.
Because this emperor is going to play a very important part in the story later on.
Oh, so the emperor is important too?
Yes, the emperor is very important. So friends, make sure you're paying attention to this emperor. Okay, well, let's continue. In a forest that surrounded the gardens lived a nightingale. Gabe? There's the nightingale. This is the bird.
I just spotted it. Okay, this nightingale made beautiful music. Well, this is a very pretty bird, Rebecca.
Yeah, and that is a type of nightingale.
Yeah. So is this the nightingale that maybe sang for the king?
Actually, Gabe, that picture you just saw is a nightingale, but it's not a Chinese nightingale.
Oh, well, let's see a Chinese nightingale.
Okay.
Okay, okay, so we have different kinds of nightingales. Chinese nightingale.
There you go.
You see the black hair on top?
It's actually very colorful.
Huh?
Much more colorful than the normal nightingale. Well, anyway, in our lesson, we read the gardeners often talked about the bird's sweet songs. Yes, it sang beautifully. Word got back to the emperor, who wanted to hear the bird. Word got back to someone. What does that mean, if word gets back to somebody?
Okay, this is a great phrase to use, and it basically means that the news got back to somebody. All right, you could say word got back or news got back. You could even tell someone, hey, spread the word if you want other people to know the news about something. So these people who worked for the emperor were out, and they found out something, and so they told the king, so you could say the word got back to the king.
Now, let's think of some other ways that we can use this phrase. Ah, for example, word got back to me that Kelly is actually moving into my apartment. So, Kelly herself didn't tell me. Kelly told someone else, who told someone else, who actually eventually finally told me.
Okay, so that's how you use this phrase, friends. Think of another situation where you could use this phrase. Oh, the word got back to me, or word got back to somebody. Word got back to the emperor, who wanted to hear this nightingale, so he assigned the Lord Chamberlain, the emperor's chief advisor, to bring him the nightingale. The Lord Chamberlain walked to the woods, and then, we're going to have to find out later. Right now, Steve and Ken have something they want to share with us. Can a nightingale speak? Let's see what they have to say in the Info Cloud.
In fairy tales and cartoons, birds can talk. But how about in real life?
Sure, parrots are great at mimicking human speech, right? You know, there's an interesting story about an African gray parrot that lived in Southern California. Its name was Nigel, and its owner was British. So, when the parrot spoke, it spoke English with a heavy British accent.
One day, sadly, Nigel got loose and disappeared. Days, weeks, and months went by. It seemed Nigel was gone forever. All hope was lost.
Then, 4 years later, amazingly, Nigel was found and returned to its owner. Except he no longer spoke English. He spoke Spanish.
Right. Instead of saying things like, hello, Nigel said things like, ¿qué pasó? Which in Spanish means, what happened?
Well, what happened was, after Nigel got loose, he was found and taken in by a loving family. And here's the key to the mystery. The grandfather in the family was from Guatemala.
So every day for 4 years, the grandfather talked to Nigel in Spanish. And Nigel, like a good student, listened and repeated. Listened and repeated. A good reminder to all of us learning a foreign language.
我们都知道 parrot 鹦鹉会模仿人们讲话。 曾经就有一只名叫 Nigel 的非洲灰鹦鹉， 它的饲主是英国人， 因此Nigel讲的是优雅的英国腔英文。 但有一天Nigel失踪了。 经过了4年的时间， Nigel终于被找到了。 但它的主人并没有特别开心， 因为Nigel已经不再讲英文了， 取而代之的是西班牙文。 原来在这4年的时间， Nigel被一家来自Guatemala 瓜地马拉的家庭收养。 这家人讲的是西班牙文。 Nigel是个好学生， 他跟那个家人生活也不断的听，不断的重复他们家爷爷讲的西班牙文。 久而久之， Nigel就开始讲西班牙文了。 如果我们学英文也能够跟Nigel看齐， 相信很快的也能够把英文学好。 这就是今天的Info Cloud， 下次再见。
Hey, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Today's lesson is a story called The Chinese Nightingale. So far, we've been introduced to a couple of characters. We've got the emperor, who is a very important part of this story. We've got some gardeners who heard a nightingale sing in the woods. And we've got the Lord Chamberlain, that is a very important person who works for the king, who is going to go into the woods to try to find this nightingale and bring him back to the emperor. All right, let's continue our story.
The Chinese Nightingale. Dear Nightingale, said the Lord Chamberlain, the emperor wishes to hear your beautiful music. Please tell him that when he comes to the forest, I will prepare a special concert for him, said the nightingale. The emperor does not leave the palace, said the Lord Chamberlain. He asks that you sing for him there. But I am happy in my woods, said the nightingale. You would make the emperor happy if you would come and sing for him.
OK， 接下来我们看是 prepare 这个动词， prepare 是指预备或准备， 如果是为某件事情准备或某个人预备的话， 是用 for 这个介系词。 例如 Dave's parents prepared some snacks and lemonade for his friends when they came to hang out。 Dave的朋友来家里玩的时候， 他的父母亲替他们预备了零食跟柠檬汁。 或者是 prepare yourself for long work hours and high pressure if you take the job。 如果你要接受这份工作， 就要预备好接受长的工作时数跟很大的压力。 最后我们看的是 concert 这个名词。 Concert 是指演唱会或音乐会。 例如 The classical music concert was held in Central Park, New York City。 这个古典音乐的演奏会是在纽约市的中央公园举行的。 或者是 The band's concert tickets sold out online in the first 10 minutes。 这个乐团演唱会的票在网络购票的头10分钟就卖完了。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so we've already learned that the Lord Chamberlain walked to the woods. And now let's hear what he said to the little bird. Dear Nightingale, said the Lord Chamberlain, the emperor wishes to hear your beautiful music. Please tell, oh, and then how does the little bird respond?
Okay, well, in my best little birdie voice, he said, please tell him that when he comes to the forest, I will prepare a special concert for him. So, he maybe has an orchestra, some band members, got a drummer, got a guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have a concert.
Right. Gabe, and I'm sure you're wishing that you could be the little bird's drummer. No, no, no. Of course, the little bird does not have band members.
No?
Members. The concert would be the bird himself.
Oh.
Singing this beautiful music.
Okay,
well, let's see how the Lord Chamberlain responds. He says, the emperor does not leave the palace, said the Lord Chamberlain.
Man, what a lazy emperor. What? Just got to say that. The emperor does not leave the palace?
Well, I have a question for you, Gabe.
What's up?
How many emperors do you know, or kings do you know, that would leave their palace to go into the forest to hear a little bird sing?
Man, I don't know any kings. I don't know any emperor. Maybe you're right. Okay, I don't understand emperors enough. Maybe they just never leave their palace.
Maybe the emperor himself feels trapped inside the palace.
That is a great point, Rebecca, for another story.
Oh.
We could explore the emperor's background and his emotions, but I don't think that's what this story is about. But we do find out the emperor does not leave his palace. He asks that you sing for him there. That's what the Lord Chamberlain says to the nightingale. So the nightingale is supposed to go to the emperor.
You know, speaking of the emperor and how he's demanding that the little bird come to his palace reminds me of a related word, to summon someone. If you are trying to get someone to come and do something for you, we could use the word to summon. So, for example, I've got an example written down right here. Let's say that you're at school and you have been called to the principal's office. You could actually say, little Johnny, you have been summoned to the principal's office.
Ooh, little Johnny is
little
in
Johnny.
Trouble. He's been summoned to the principal's office. That's kind of negative, though, isn't it? Being summoned to the principal's office.
Well, not necessarily. Maybe the principal had something important to tell him.
Okay, so
maybe.
So it could be positive, it could be negative. Basically, someone is calling you somewhere. I usually think of this word when someone in an authority position is calling someone maybe with less authority or someone under them, right? So like a king. It's similar to that word, zao jian. It's like a king summons somebody to come and see him. He's expecting that person to show up. But you could just say, I'm summoning you to come. Like, we summoned the doctor to come because someone was sick. So the doctor came.
Yes. And I think that that's exactly what this emperor is doing. He is summoning the little bird, the nightingale, to come to his palace and sing for him. Well, why don't you take some time and create your own sentences using this word to summon. Well, continuing on, of course, we learn that the Lord Chamberlain had told the nightingale that he, the emperor, asks that you sing for him there, that is, in the palace. Oh, and Gabe, it's your turn. You're the little bird.
But I am happy in my woods. I am happy in my woods, sang the nightingale.
So he doesn't want to go to the palace. He wants to hang out in his woods. But somebody has to, they have to give up their will, right? It's either the emperor or the nightingale. You would make the emperor happy if you would come and sing for him, says the Lord Chamberlain. Okay, well, this is a good phrase to know. To make someone happy or to make someone... And you can use your own adjective to complete the sentence.
Okay, and I think I will do that right now. I have an example. It makes Drew so angry when he sees people mistreating their animals. You don't want to mistreat your animals. Actually, you don't want to mistreat anything or anybody. And it makes Drew very unhappy.
It makes him unhappy. It makes him angry. Speaking of making someone angry, do you remember the movie The Hulk? Did you ever see The Hulk?
Gabe, I don't like those type of movies. No, I did not see The Hulk.
Asking you if you've seen movies before. Okay, well, this movie, The Hulk says, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. And it's a fun movie. You should watch it.
Yeah, I don't want to make you angry, Gabe.
No, don't make me angry. And don't make me sad. Don't make me sad. Because some things make me sad. Like when my friends leave, Like, for instance, I'm working with some good friends, and all of a sudden they decide they want to, you know, leave the company and go back to another country. That makes me sad, Rebecca.
That actually makes me very sad, too. Since I've been here, a lot of people have left the company and gone home, and it makes me very, very sad. Well, friends, this is also a very useful phrase for you all to know, so you should definitely practice it with your friends, in English, of course. Well, right now it's time for us to review today's lesson with a
review skit.
Yes.
Ah, 你好. I am the Emperor's chief advisor, Lord Chamberlain. And this is the Emperor's beautiful garden.
Cheep, 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 cheep.
Oh, do you hear that lovely music? It's coming from the forest. It's the sweet song of a nightingale.
Tweet, 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 my song is so sweet.
Oh, hello, little bird. I was just telling everyone the story about the king and the nightingale.
Yeah, I came to help you.
But you're a strange-looking nightingale.
That's okay. I can talk and nightingales can't.
Very well. Let's tell the story together. Well, the servants tending the garden often talked about the sweet songs of the nightingale.
Tweet, 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 my song is so sweet.
Anyway, word of the bird's sweet songs got back to the emperor. And the emperor wished to hear the nightingale. And so he assigned me to walk into the woods and get the nightingale.
Tweet, 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 la, 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 la.
Ah, dear nightingale, the emperor wishes to hear your beautiful music.
Oh, great. I'll prepare a special concert. The king can hear it when he comes to the forest.
Oh, sorry, but the emperor never leaves the palace.
Well, then, how can I?
Well, you need to sing for him there.
In the palace? But I'm happy here.
Oh, please, please come and sing for the emperor. It would make him very happy.
Well, what should I do?
So what's the nightingale going to do? Is he going to leave the forest and go to the palace?
Or is he going to stay in his woods? I guess we're going to have to come back next time and find out right here at
Studio Classroom.